Blog Talk Radio.
In your mouth, you don't see what I'm doing, you're gonna lose me, you think, cause you got a kid by me that it won't end, please don't confuse me, all the disarguing, turning domestic relationship on, becoming abusive, and not what I'm used to, bitch must know voodoo, I try to leave, come right back to you,
baby mama drunk, 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 baby mama drama, baby, oh Lord, baby mama drama, baby mama drama.
And it's funny how my money keeps doubling up, hoes still harassing all over my nuts, trying to borrow chips from a nigga with luck, better take your ass home, but that ass get fucked, baby mama drama, make my head wanna bust, never tripping on these women when my pockets so hush, you don't have to change the locks so the door to spot, kick me out of the room, have me sleeping on the couch.
You keep running your mouth, you don't see what I'm doing. That it won't end, please don't confuse me, all of this arguing, turning domestic relationship gone, becoming abusive is not what I'm used to, bitch must know voodoo, I try to leave, come right back to you,
I gotta keep banging on the door, just to see my son, little stupid ass boy, tired of playing stupid shit, have been with the court, joint custody, no child support, can't be scared of these bras no more, be a parent to your kid and balls back up, don't let no bitch stop you from doing what you want, baby girl thinks she's cute, but she's dumb ass.
Watch
for police, don't come home. Why? Cause mama's acting crazy at the hospital. About to have another baby like a rose from the concrete. Growing with it, blessed with twins. How the hell can mama raise three men? So we began closer family. Such insanity, a happy home. From one act of inhumanity. Plus mama said the seed was corrupted. Used to rub her belly, begging us to breathe and she loves us. Now mama sits quiet, sipping peppermint snots. Turn the house into a spot and made her watch for cops. Hey. How can mama bring a thug like me in the world? She ain't the cause of all the drama. Cause mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. Now, will she remain in the same spot? The gunshots rang, they came from the cane spot. Now look here, I see her clutching the sun. In her arms she hurt, her heart bleeding as she watched her seed die in the dirt. Fulfilled prophecy, but who could stop the grief? I walk around trying to hold the world up on top of me. I'd probably be an innocent man, still I'm the victim of a curse. What could be worse? Nothing but pain since my birth. Family functions at the pen, cause everybody's in. Paying back society, I'm guilty of a life of sin. Watch the drama occur, my eyes blurred before I jet it. I wonder why we all have to die before we get it. Though we shed tears, so many tears out of blurry. Worried and scared, knowing I'ma see the cemetery. Must be prepared in this cold world, no one cares. Know what ain't fair, but we all bear and do our share in this land of the underhanded schemes and plans. Vivid dreams of a nigga having G's in hand. Mama told me not to be a punk. Fuck what you talking about, coward, what you niggas wrong? Hey, there ain't a thing I wouldn't do for my mama in this world, cause you know I ain't mad at you. You just a little girl. See, mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. Facing all this trauma, cause mama's just a little girl. They ask us why we mutilate each other like we do. They wonder why we hold such little worth on human life. To ask us why we turn from bad to worse, and to ignore from which we came. You see, you wouldn't ask why the rose that grew from the concrete had damaged petals. On the contrary, we would all celebrate its tenacity. We would all love its will to reach the sun. Well, we are the roses. This is the concrete, and these are my damaged petals. Don't ask me why. Thank God, nigga. Ask me how. Mama's just a little girl.
I'm the type of nigga that like City, your killer Cali that don't sleep. Los Angeles, California, that's where my heart beats. I stay dedicated, love everything about it. If you ain't been here, I'm about to talk about it. Born and raised here, home of the go-getters. California sunshine, got your boy tasting that. Skrilla for real, let's take it to the Bay. Yay. On my way to Sac Town, where the homies don't play. For real, they get it popping over there. They ain't talking about bottles, they get litty over there. Yeah, let's turn it around and head to the SC. Cruising down the 101, that's where you find me. Dipping in and out of lanes, enjoying the Cali breeze. On my way to sunset, to splash out a little cheese. Trying to get it in while the night's still young. Everything 100 when you with your day ones, huh? Kenfolk.
Life, soul of the city in my veins. This game is my game. On God, this love is pain. And I've been in it for a cool minute. 30 years, 4 months, 7 days, and 3 minutes. And I ain't slowing down like I'm fresh in it. Progression is best fitted. Describe me, so let's get it. Rocking a fresh fit in my windows is best tinted. Started, but I finish. You get it when I spit it. Palm trees and beaches, Converse and sneakers. Ball braids of face, hot girls and divas. We got the fly whip, jet for the long trip. Champagne in the air. We buy our clothes when we get there.
Yeah.
And when we done, we coming home to celebrate, thanking God every day for these blessings and keep the faith. Never take it for granted, take advantage of every moment. Determination and patience, Los Angeles, California.
Let's go.
In the days when I first picked up the mic, I was hotter than hell with an alias, Mr. Dynamite. Giving all that I got to every show that I rock. Studio, a live show, blowing up any spot. Put fools on notice every time that I came back. Put my name in their mouth and keep the city on the map. TNT, the nation's top, don't be playing. I've been rocking with KD since it was AM 1580. Before Tyrese was dropping lately, Exhibit was pimping, Rising Ghost was still Jamie. The only thing that's new is the chain on my neck and a few more zeros on the end of the check. Act like you know, you're amateur, I'm pro. I rep the West like you, true Angelino. Yeah, yeah. This is a theme song for my city for sure. And if you're from where I'm from, throw it up and let them know. Yo.
Once you hit that, you'll come back, can't get it.
to hit them all night. This girl doing big things in my life. That's the kind of stuff that I like. Dinner's on you. I'm about to eat this food. Your boy's all in the mood. So girl, what you gonna do?
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, why it up when you can, bat it up.
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit 2westent.com. Starting them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip hop. Let's go.
Turn up the
Lamborghini Mercy.
Yo, keep
hip hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right here.
Right here.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
West Radio, what the fuck is up? Mad Monday, we in out. King Scraps, DJ F. Lou. Yeah.
Go ahead.
What the fuck is going on? We ain't got nobody on here right now, but if y'all listening on the goddamn line, give us a call, 323-642-1597.
Then check this out.
What up?
I'm checking the boys out, huh? While you run, right? You know how you supposed to have that little scroll arrow on the side, the way you can scroll down and look at the songs? My computer don't even open up that far. This bitch is really a virgin again.
Yeah, well, sometimes virgins gotta get some of that thing in order to get it back. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I know what's wrong with it. She ain't got no color. She ain't got no pigment in her.
Well, I mean, did you start the show with the computer? Because I see you just
actually,
got two phone numbers.
No, I started with the phone. I didn't do it with the computer.
I never did the show with the phone at all.
Yeah,
because usually, you know, if I start the show, if I got my if I got the I got interfaces like a motherfucker, so I just go direct connect.
Damn.
Yeah, so it's direct connect. So man, you on two phones. Man, it gotta be direct connect.
Yeah.
Cause that's what I was getting ready to jump on with direct connect, but you had already hosted it, you know, with a phone, so I couldn't direct connect.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out why I got so much feedback, and I got all my devices off.
Well, if you got two phones on, that's probably the feedback.
Nah, I got all them on mute.
Yeah.
Everything on mute. Computer on mute.
It's all good. Hey, you just gotta add you gotta,
I think I can go in there and put some color, change the color background.
Right.
I think that's I can change good. The color background.
Well,
run into some screen resolution too.
We'll fuck with it tonight, but if not tomorrow, that'll be something that you could get on there and figure all that shit out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what I did. I had to jump on and try to figure out how to get my turntables hooked up.
Yeah, I probably have to do a Facebook Live or something to show you how my handle went. Yeah.
It's all good. It's gonna be right. True West Radio,
yeah.
Man. I need to. I'm waiting on my boys to get up in here, man. Once again, they go another death. Kurt Cobain, you know, he's a producer. He did a lot of stuff with Tupac and a whole lot of other stuff. He passed.
Oh man.
So I was waiting on Mr. Edware and 86 and him, because he did some songs for 86 and all that stuff too.
Yeah.
We just found that out, you know. So.
Man, that's serious. Yeah. He's real big down in East Town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he passed. We just found out that he passed.
Oh yeah. Man, what happened? I mean, was it just people?
I
better believe it. Believe it or not, that COVID is still floating around him.
Oh yeah. And that should get you. I don't know if they said he had a heart attack or, but hell,
yeah,
COVID can make you have a heart attack. And everybody was tripping on me when I got my shot. Shit.
Yeah.
If I, man. Nigga, hot boy. Whatever I can do to keep on living.
Right.
I went past Thanksgiving. I'm just saying. But yeah, man, that's a cold chapter. That's too many super young niggas just taking that damn, being on the wrong side of the dirt, man. There's too many people on the wrong side of the dirt. You know, my nigga Coolio.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That shit hit hard. You know, ain't nobody shot him or nothing. Ain't nobody going to shoot that cat. He just fucking died. Kurt Cobain, he just died. Yeah, a lot of motherfuckers just dying. And it's scary. Cause I don't want to be the next motherfucker to just fuck around and just rock. I'm in for the long haul. Julia Monroe, what the fuck you do? Where the fuck you go?
I love you.
What's that?
Well, I'm in.
Just me, you, and Amber.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to get this shit together.
Okay, here. What's in your hair?
Yeah, I'm in train.
You in train?
In train.
You in train?
Neither one of y'all knew how to do this shit, but he ain't trying.
I was gonna say, I thought you taught Scratch how to do it.
He'll tell you out of
here. Get the fuck out of here.
So you ain't
get the
around.
Fuck out of here.
No. I'm fucking. I need some beer around this motherfucker. God damn it.
You should already have some of that. Well,
huh?
I said you should already have some beer.
Oh yeah, I was financially embarrassed. I got two of them. I'm good. I'll live, do the show.
Right.
Watch what you do, what's up. What I do with that nasty girl.
Yeah,
heard, it's real. Oh, that shit is getting out of reach. When you hear how the intro gonna come on the show tape.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why you keep saying it again? You ain't gonna give me no hit.
I'm not gonna let you hear shit until I finish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, did you ever talk to Prince? What you gonna do about that?
Oh, yeah, he said, yeah, he's still on.
He gotta be live. His ribs is broke. He gotta be swinging on poles and
that's what I'm
fucking
saying.
What was he doing?
He walking.
Yeah, he wasn't see walking. That nigga was
whatever you trying to do.
That nigga was rowing a boat or something. Jump rope. He can't do
oh,
that.
Oh, you didn't see the part. You didn't see the part where he got behind me and started sea walking then.
That wasn't sea walking.
What you call it? Trying to sea walk?
Yeah, that was like some hard walk. Nah, you can't do that. Touchdown!
Oh, no.
I need this 45 points so I can win this money. Oh, my bad.
So you know, 45 points win?
Yeah, 45 points. And if the Steelers win, I get $350 of a $10.
Yeah, that's a lick right there.
See it? The motherfuckers should have called me. I'll start sniping the defense off the roof so they can't play.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's all good like firewood. Hey, if you gonna get it, you just gotta make sure that you get a direct connect. You get a direct connect, you in the game. Hey.
Hello.
Yeah.
You acting like you can't hear
there. He there. Mr. Edward in the building. Mr. Edward.
Damn,
Mr.
man.
Edward.
Everybody else get red. Why I come in and everybody else came in with red carpet, I come in with a white carpet with red Kool-Aid stains on it, man. What's really going on?
Hey. When you got red Kool-Aid stains on your shirt, that means that you got to drink your shit the right way.
Yeah, well, I got it on the rug on the walkway, and I'm supposed to be walking in on the red carpet. This is called problem.
Or, you know, you gotta put that little thing back in your lip, that little piercing back in your lip. You know what I mean? The Kool-Aid
like that,
won't drip.
I won't get down
with
that
little piercing. Don't you know when you got that piercing in the middle of their lip?
Yeah, Mr. E, you had one of them?
Hell no,
you don't get down like that.
I'd be laughing like a motherfucker if you had that. So when you drink Kool-Aid, that shit won't drop off that little hole.
for now.
But you know.
What up, baby boy? How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. Trying to get this damn, what do you call it? My damn deal that dropped out, bottom out. My sugar dropped down too low to 50-something. So I've been trying to get it back up the last few hours.
Drink some beer.
Yeah, I'm drinking some beer.
Hey, man, I'm just fucking with you.
You know what beer is made of? You know what beer is made of?
Yep.
What?
What's beer made of?
Yeast and barley.
Now, you said made of yeast and barley, right? Now, you going to kiss a woman with yeast infection?
Depends
on how she look. No, I'm just kidding.
That's 2-1, people. That's 2-1.
Okay, y'all were going to come back and win in the fourth quarter.
You know what I'm saying? I might be like, fuck it. I might have to do this real quick. Now I'm just
kidding. Going to be at the liquor store tomorrow. Hey, man, let me get a six pack. They're going to put the beer on it. No, man, I want some water, man. That stuff got yeast in it.
No. When you go, after you do that day, you go to the store and get you some Everclear.
Well, no, you just got it. You know
been
what I'm
talking about Everclear for about a week.
I ain't drinking no Everclear. First of all, that shit too hot to drink. That shit too hot to drink. Nigga, you get a teaspoon of that shit and it's burning your goddamn mouth. So I guess
this that time of year though.
Nope.
You probably can start fires with that thing will put a whole house on fire.
Oh, you know what? One day me and my boys we was at the house and it was too late. I mean, it was too late to go. We couldn't go to the store. The store was closed and shit. Do you know we actually barbecued with some Everclear?
Wow.
Jesus.
We had the cold, you know what I'm saying? We had the cold because, see, we ain't, most black people, we ain't on no, the propane pit. We on some straight coal. And we had fucking around and came up. We had like 5 bottles of Everclear. Do you know we put that Everclear on them coals and we actually barbecued that night with the Everclear? And the shit did better than the goddamn, the you know, the fucking lighter fluid. It did better than the lighter fluid. But Everclear costs way more than lighter fluid. We just came up on some bottles, you know. Yeah. So if y'all ever somewhere and y'all ain't got no lighter fluid and y'all got some Everclear, we did it with 5150 one time too. Make your meat taste better and all that.
How was y'all Thanksgiving?
Oh, mine was good. Had a gang of goddamn little bad school kids around this motherfucker, so I just made my way to the studio. Hell, you have, truly, you the only one know how the studio set up and what the house look like.
Yeah.
They haven't been over there. Hell, Love and Mr. Edward haven't been here. You've been here before. So all them badass kids in the house, I just walk right across the goddamn driveway and go to my studio. Yeah. It was good, though. It was good. I didn't even, I mean, I actually made the dressing this year, but my, the old girl was over. She the one that made me, I just told her what to do. I just helped her out. So she made the dressing, really. I didn't have to do no mixing, no stirring, no nothing. other beautiful thing. And then I just politely took my ass back out here. I'm sitting in your seat right now, so.
You sitting in whose seat?
Your seat.
Okay. I don't know why. Oh, you got room everywhere.
Well, I do the show from your seat.
Oh well, excuse me.
Mhm. I'm about to send y'all a picture with her sitting in her seat with a 49er sweatshirt on.
They gonna hate on that.
Who? Who?
He was.
$49
sweatshirt. He was sitting out there. He was cold. I was like, "Here, you can put on this sweatshirt if you want to." Even though I got a whole lot of blank sweatshirts she could have put on, but yeah,
he
cold. You got to put on a $49 sweatshirt.
It was cold. That wind was a $49.
Oh, yeah, it's going down right now.
Right.
49er, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to expose the picture, you know what I'm saying? So she made me mad.
Please don't.
I'm going to throw
please
that motherfucker
don't
right online like, pow!
I got some of you, too.
Oh, it's all good. But please. I ain't got no Dallas or nothing, no OC.
You
right
about that, you know.
And you too may laugh like this. Nah, it's all good. Mr. Everywhere, we was talking about where 86 at, man? Cause we was talking about.
Yeah, he got to get up early in the morning, so he's going to bed.
We was talking about Kurt, man, to die, man. I want to throw a couple of them joints on that he did for 86.
Amazing.
What was he originally from?
He's from Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
That's our next move, man.
Milwaukee or Minnesota, one of the two. Might have been St. Paul, Minnesota. Milwaukee, one of the two. I get them mixed up all the time.
Circle Bay, rest in peace, man. That's crazy. Let me find these
songs,
man.
It was a good dude.
Okay.
In case you don't know, he did tracks on Tupac's last album. A lot of the Death Row stuff he was over at Death Row doing production on. A couple of more R&B groups and stuff during that era. I think he did something with Jodeci. He did a lot of work, multi-platinum producer, so.
Yeah, man, that was deep. I mean, when you told me that earlier, man, I shit is wild, bro. You know, rest in peace.
I would say that's why I always call and check on everybody because, see, I just talked to him before Valentine, not Valentine, the 2 days before Halloween. I talked to him, and then I was like, well, hell, I ain't heard back from him. Let me check with him. And I hit him last week, and he didn't respond. And normally he's going to call or text me, and I Facebooked him. He never hit me back. And then I get on there this morning and look, and they talk about rest in peace. He even passed November the 4th. So I was like, wow. So I always check on everybody.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's good because, see, I don't know. I guess I'm just stubborn because, you know, if I reach out to people for so many times, even the people that used to be in the truth, I try to reach out to them to let them know we ain't got to do business together, but we was friends at one time. But when you can't even answer your phone as a friend, fuck you. That's that's the way it is. I'm trying to let these motherfuckers know, nigga, we ain't got to do business together no more, bro. But I still want to be your friend. We've been friends for like 20 years, 25 years.
What you doing, man? You up there goddamn mixing your live vocals? You sound like you got an echo and a delay. I mean, a delay and a reverb.
That's DJ Ham Love, I swear to you. That nigga got the DJ system going.
You need to be fooled. This nigga be fucked. He's going down too here.
Yeah. This nigga got the DJ system.
Casserole. I'm on that casserole.
Yeah, that DJ have love with the...
Well, how you gonna
and we in there, and we in there, and we in there. Right now, right now, right now. Yeah.
My bad.
See, what you do is you cut the host off. You put the host in the headphone. Wow. But, well, check this out, man. We've been talking for a long ass time. I'm going
to
get into
figure it out.
Yeah, so. We can really get into Kurto. We got, 86, you know what I'm saying? People to keep for them. We got the one with Ray J. We'll play them two in a couple of more. We're going to be back. True West Radio, man, give us a call. 323-642-1597. You know what I'm saying? And look, man, I'm telling you, we in here. And then we probably getting ready to start doing it 5 days a week again since we have love back. Soon as he gets it, so... He get everything straight, but we gonna be here. You know what I'm saying? True West Radio, let's go.
Got into it with both neighbors and served with the divorce papers. It's so major, next to coke capers. Bitter custody battle, homie, and then come the alimony. See, as a bachelor, I was macaroni. Shacked with Tony Braxton, looking dime piece. Ain't nobody channel on me. Then I joined the holy matrimony. Got the 3.5 BBS rock with the platinum, homie. She whipped the snapper on me. I said the cat was cool. I guess he thought that gave her the green light to act a fool. Coming unglued, catching the attitude. Pouring gas and throwing matches on my gator boots and matching suits. My first instinct was to take off on her and crack her tooth. You know what that can do? Have your hands shackled in back of you and have you labeled as a wife beater. You decide to leave her. Then you start thinking, damn, I might die. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she's suffering, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love hate thing, it's just a game of fools. Then she said maybe we should try again. And so we try, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye. She called me chauvinistic, cause from time to time I go ballistic. Call her all kind of hoes and bitches, still wanted to blow me kisses. This bitch is so delicious. I'm high, it was her cold on some soapy dishes. I deserve it for the times I made her hair stand like a peacock. So a mighty blow, meant to plant my fist in the sheetrock. She out the door like Flojo, now I got to chase her 3 blocks. Nosy ass neighbor on the phone calling up the cops. Making the situation sound worse than it really is. Norm, we do this twice a month, round the first and the 25th. Grab her purse and the kids in the car keys, she off the mama. She said she's sick of me, she tired of me walking on her. She left her envelope on a nightstand, I read the letter. She wanna clear out the joint account, she need to get ahead in her. I'm so hot, I'm seeing red. Talking about taking half my green. Now it got me reminiscing on the blues they used to sing. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she's suffering, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this
Love, hate, they it's just a game of fools. And she said, maybe we should try again. So we tried, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye.
It was a bitter split, I'm out smoking me a cigarette, trying to calm down. Here she come back to ignorant. Time to call her mom now, to come over and get her shit. Cause if I lay the bomb down, and mess around and split her lip, I end up on the compound. Girl, you ought to know to give a man's face, get out a man's face. Don't put yourself in a man's place. Hit me with that damn face, I promise you won't stand a chance. Cause both of us gon' be leaving here in the ambulance. She smashed the base and said, we're finished, different history. In December when it's nippy, please remember to forgive me. In the beginning we was winning, now the chemistry is missing. The kids won't see my stocking on the chimney at Christmas. The enemy has visited, our happy homie took her from us. Can't turn back the hands of time, guess that's how the cookie crumbles. We ain't the only ones who took a shot at love and loss. You might as well just drive me to the edge of the cliff and shove me off.
The trainer said it's cheaper to keep her, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she's suffering, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love hate thing, it's just a game of fools. And she said maybe we should try again. And so we try, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye.
I hate to make this like sad story, but it's real. Cause this world is such a, and when I say this world, I don't mean an ideal sense. I mean everyday. Everybody back off. You know, everybody like is taught that from school. Instead of us just being like slavery's bad, slavery's bad. Bad whitey. I mean, all right, let's stop.
I wish I could just stick my head in the dirt like an ostrich. The pain that I've seen in life, it hurts to watch it. The places that we go at will make you have to tote that. And if it comes to you or them, don't be scared to pop it. And why not see some good kids turn from the Bible and join up with them hood kids just for survival? Get the hold of a rifle and he vowed to keep it with him. To him it makes more sense to be a fugitive than a victim. Find himself our surroundings, exposed to the shadiness. No turning back after he tastes blood like a baby pit. Caught up in the craziness of inner city living, where the odds are more in favor of us ending up in prison. Where the night air brings nightmares and gunpowder aroma. It's a struggle trying to live long enough to get a diploma. We sit on the corner, anticipate our demise. Tell me when it's over so I can open my eyes.
Let me know when it's over.
Take a pill or some way to deal with the daily drill. Struggling to pay these bills. My baby's ill, my lady still bitching about dishes I left in the kitchen. To that shit I'm not trying to listen. She misses the point that laying off is my position. Every day I pray that I don't get a pink slip when my shift is. Now that's pressure on a man with a family to support, and they struggling cause he can't bring no chips in. So all that fussing for nothing, it got me 38. Pardon the dirty plate I left in the sink. I just need to think, I just need to drink. I'll pour me a shot and I'll make it a double. Give me space or I'll make it in trouble. I'm like Neo, you making me hate that I love you. I may never be in the place that I was with you. I'm better off taking the L or racing the W. It's a losing battle, relationship struggles. It got me like, it got me like, damn.
Let me know when it's over. Can you just tell me when it's over? Because we're putting in work and no one cares. The way I feel, we ain't going nowhere. Can you tell me when it's over?
torturing you. So if I'm coming off sentimental, there's no limit to the things I do for someone that I'm really into. You want a new handbag? What, Coach and Louis? Hermes, Gucci, get them all and get the duty. It ain't tricking. I know you got your own ambitions. Listen, I'm out here on a grown man mission. I'll splurge the budget on furs to get her to love it. I'm Kobe beef. I'm not them hamburger jerks you fuck with. You in footwear, heels, boots, and tennis shoes. Hating hoes at your job, envy you with any hoop. We taking off. Let them breathe the purple bud vapor. Just tell them your niggas got enough paper to upgrade you. They ain't able. We so high above haters. I guess they can't help themselves. It's in their nature. Some haters out your way, we can put some fence up and block them out. See, they just want something to talk about. Saying, I don't know if you're sugar daddy, cause the way I floss you out, but I'm responsible. What you want, I buy, 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 buy. I don't mind, cause I like you looking fly, 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 fly. You shining bright enough to light the night sky. You eat it so good that sometimes you might cry. Ruth Chris dinner day. Find the things in life you finna taste. I hit her with that Cartier tennis press. Them other men are basic. They think they can buy it. You are not an object. So I would not objectify you. I'd rather lay you next to the fire. When you're extra tired, caress you and let you know what's mine is yours. Let's divide.
got it banging. I'm about to do my thing, but I'm thinking this is motherfucking shame. Her body booming like an 808. Her body booming like an 808. She really try to play it, but she know she wanna be thirsty. She hit me up late last night. She hit me late last night. She know trucking is my game, but the baby try to be thirsty.
Yo, this Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Mondays. Ugh.
Outside. Watch this.
Yeah.
Do you hear this shit?
Is that the wind?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Really?
I can't live nowhere with tornadoes and flood. What's the other part of this area? I'd rather live in the land with the crimson blood, but
crimson
damn, this
blood.
Is posted tornadoes. Shit.
What?
Y'all got a tornado warning down there?
Nope. The winds ain't high enough. They got to be up to, I think, a Mark 4 to be tornadoes.
What?
Don't never get that high, but they just be like, the wind is fucked up. I clean up in front of my studio in the back door, and then I got little kids, homework, all kind of shit. Like, damn, these little kids don't even turn in their homework because it's all in front of my fucking door. Man, son of a bitches. Nah.
Mama. Mom, I lost my homework at the mean man's house down the road.
I be having all they little papers. But see, I can't front. I used to walk to the stove. When I was walking to the stove, the goddamn wind used to blow my hat off. And I had to go chase my motherfucking hat. You know, if it wasn't just a regular ass hat, I'd be like, ah, fuck it.
What kind of hat was it?
A 49er hat.
Oh.
That's why I blew out your head.
That motherfucker, damn.
That's
why I'm going to goddamn wind, that shit'll be flipping like a motherfucker. Boop, 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 boop.
If it would have been a cowboy hat, it wouldn't even blow off your head.
If it was a cowboy hat, I'd let that motherfucker go.
Yeah, right.
If you had a cowboy hat on, it would blow mother hand for the damn head.
I wouldn't put a cowboy hat on my head because it'll probably burn my head. That's the first thing.
Well, hell, that damn 49 hat didn't get you a cowlick. So which one is worse?
Let me tell you something. I would rather wear no hat than a 49, a fucking cowboy hat.
Hey, how you going to walk around with an S-curl with a cowlick? You know better.
All right, look. I got an Uncle Rick on my head right now. I will walk out that motherfucker without a goddamn hat. I don't give a fuck anything, cowboy, that you give me will never get worn. Mm-mm. Oh, you got life and bullshit fucked up. Hey, look, check this out. Y'all want to hear something real quick? I'm going to play it over the phone. Watch this. Check this out. I was going to try to put it up there, but listen to this. Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
I'm gonna just give y'all a sneak peek. I was gonna put it on, but yeah, that's truly a foul mouth.
And they say, that son gonna make Big Mama go get her hot water bottle out.
Hell yeah. With that long little string on it.
I got to freshen it up for Leroy when he come in off the train.
She better hear before Uncle Leroy come off the train. Then they gonna get grabbed.
All them little young guys running around talking about going to pay $40-$50 for a Yanni steam. I'll teach them about a Yanni steam.
Oh my God.
Get that $1.89 vinegar water over there at the Woolworth.
That nigga say Woolworth. Nigga, Woolworth ain't been around for years, nigga.
Yes, sir.
I just thought that I'd give y'all a sneak peek because I was going to put it on there and let y'all hear that motherfucker live. But that was totally up to her. But that shit is nasty. I was like, oh, you nasty because never mind. We'll get into it.
Well, she made Big Mama Chief fall. My Big Mama Chief fall out of the mouth. She talking about choke on it. Had me have a flashback.
Mama Chief out of mouth.
I mean, we was 20.
Watch him work.
I told Leroy next time he needs to catch the bus because that train be stopping in all them small towns.
Wait a minute, y'all.
I can't be waiting that long.
Y'all want one more sneak peek? I'll play a little bit more. Hold on, one more.
Real nasty. Fuck being crap. They take it out my pussy and slap it on my ass. She's so wasted. Your Tennessee got me faded. 69 times put this pussy on your mind. I'm a nasty bitch. I like a choke on dick. Deep throat is down. Hold my breath and belt. Call me a bobblehead. I'm going full. Starting from the head. On the head, I'm getting wet. I'm
fucking
you know, I'm a nasty watch. Make sure you come on time. Bust it on my face. Bust it, turn around. I'm sticking back. And no ass can't fix. Put my face in water. Slap in the back. All in your face while I'm checking. Turn me over for the call. I'll give away. Fucking sober. Take the pearls on. What's the fucking world? Take the time. Coming all dumb on it. No matter how it run. Will it bring me to the head? Boy, until I get a conscience.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Don't say it now. Ooh
wee! Don't say it now.
Ooh wee!
It's the big one, Elizabeth. I'm coming to join you, honey.
That's
hopefully we get about two billion people saying the same thing.
She had my mouth water. I don't even know what to do.
Eat some crackers.
Hey, I was looking for some. Wasn't none around. My left. I was just laying right down my shoulder.
But y'all ain't heard the whole thing. So
I don't think I can. Boy, I don't think
hey, look. I'm going to tell you. I'm the one that made the music, and it fucked me up.
Yeah.
I'm like, hold on. Let me get in this cold shower for a minute.
Yeah, that part.
I tell you, this is the true story. You know, it's crazy. She never heard Nasty Girls before.
Really?
No,
yep.
I didn't.
Wow.
He talk all that filth. That little young girl talk all that filth, but she ain't got no good knee like Big Mama. I bet she won't be Big Mama in a good knee challenge.
Well,
you crazy little motherfucker. She never heard Nasty Girl before. I was like, you gotta do a song Nasty Girl, and then she go, I never heard that song before. I'm like, what?
That song came out when she was born. You got to remember that song came out when she was born.
Probably so.
It did.
That was 96.
Right, that was like 85.
Right. Yeah.
That's 85, 84 when that came out.
That's when I graduated out of high school in 85.
Yeah, well, that's when that came out, about 85.
And so I was like,
she was still swimming in the sack back then, so hell, she wouldn't have known that song.
Oh, yeah, she was in the way back. She was in the way back.
Well, she was a tadpole swish, what they say, swinging her tail around back then.
Yeah, so I say, well, so I sent her the song. I was like, all right, I'm about to make the beat. Oh, you got it. Yeah, this shit is big, bro. Not just what she's saying. It's just big.
That's what's wrong with them young girls. They still sitting up there holding on to the handlebar. Big mama that's gonna show you how to ride it with no hands and no training wheels.
Take the training wheels off the bike. Take the training wheels off the bike.
And if the chain pop off, you just keep on pedaling, baby. Just keep on pedaling. You're going to get the way you're going.
Yeah, but she going to do this shit in the show on the 10th down there in Houston. And I got something that's getting ready to be sold. She going to freak the fuck out.
When I'm probably going to fall apart.
I know. Hey, look, she says she wants some lokes, right? And her man got her some lokes. And she thought I sent it to her. She sent a video. She cried like a motherfucker. Think I sent the loke. I like, I ain't even got the address.
I thought he sent it. He got one of my addresses.
But.
Damn. I ain't got nails.
Nigga, the. Because I always say, like, I mean, I always got lokes on. I wear lokes all day, unless I'm in the studio. And, you know, I say, like, when, I mean, she only performed once. She put on some dark glasses, but they wasn't lokes. But what did Miss Finest Wine call you? Little Easy?
Yeah.
One shelf called a little easy. So now, shit, all you gotta do is put on them dark shades, and when you not used to performing, you put them lokes on. You can fuck around and you don't know who you looking at. You could be standing in front of motherfucker and be looking on the other side of that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So she got my man brought her some lokes. She thought I
was
like, I ain't even got the address.
But I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, my God. Come on, I need y'all to get 45. I need 45 so I can get 300 and better. Huh?
Who playing?
The Steelers and the Colts. I need them to get 45 points. If they get 45 points, I'll get $350. If they get close to 45, I have $350. I wish they would have did this shit yesterday so I could give me some Cyber Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Shit. I'm financially embarrassed.
Me too.
Gang, excuse me. So I'm trying to fuck with y'all. Hell, Love got to get his system together to where I could be doing something else versus fucking with y'all. Nah, I'm just kidding. Let that nigga score. But yeah, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. There's a whole lot of positive things going on, like, you know, in our sector. And, I'm hyped. I'm really hyped because I want December to be over with.
Right on.
Even though that's my birthday, I want December to be over. Because when December over, that means the fourth quarter's over. That means the first quarter start and everything start coming back to life. Now, for those of y'all out there don't know about quarters, October, November, December is the fourth quarter of the whole music thing. Well, a whole lot of stuff. Nobody really ain't doing this. So you got January, February, March, and then act, so forth and so on. So the fourth quarter, you really don't make no money because everybody waiting for the first quarter. When the first quarter come around, that's when you start really kicking everything. And it ain't even the January, February, March. It's the February, March is when you start making money. So those just food for thought. For those who don't know. Am I right, Mr. Edwin, or am I wrong?
You right on the head. That's why you want to get your shows booked around January so you'll be ready for a spring tour. Then you have to do the spring promo run. By the time May and June hit, you can turn around and be on a big tour with the big name artists. That's just how the industry goes. So if you can get you something on the table first quarter, music spinning January, February, March. By that time, you ought to be able to have enough traction to get you spring college promo tour or whatever, and then you got the summer come up, and that's when the big tours come. So it's always opportunity.
It's all spring. So, you know.
And I have this database. I have a database. I didn't mean to cut y'all scratch. I have a database of all the radio stations, urban radio stations nationwide. It's going to probably take me about a week to have it done. I'm working on it. After I get off off here tonight, I'll be working on it. And then all day tomorrow. So it'll be taking me about a week or two, and I have it all done. Every state, every college radio, every FM radio station with their email and a phone number. So that would be a beneficial to all artists, independent artists out there.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. And, you know, I really appreciate you giving all these extra things that people need to be paying for. So actually, you need to be getting a cash app on all this old motherfucking shit, because y'all motherfuckers is learning something that you guys can't learn on True West Radio. You know, we get ready to make it happen. Hold on. I see JoJo somewhere down there. He probably been sitting down there for about 2 hours. Nah, he ain't been sitting down there that long.
I've been in
JoJo
timeout for about 15 minutes.
Nigga, you used to be on timeout longer than that.
JoJo,
what
up,
my nigga?
I don't think nobody gonna ever break my record.
Hey, look, JoJo got the out of 5 years that we've been doing True West Radio, he got the most timeouts than anybody. Nah, he had timeout. I didn't even see you sitting there. I had my back turned playing truly a nasty ass song.
Yeah, it made me go a little woo woo.
Did you hear a song when I was playing it?
I caught the end of it.
Oh. Hey, the end and the front is good.
Make sure you play it before the show ends.
I was just playing it over the phone. I'm just saying. She just nasty. I don't know. I told her to make a song called Nasty Girl. She just went.
Well, that's what they did. They I got that from them.
Mm-hmm. Hell, even the nasty girls didn't go that damn. It's going to be niggas just jacking off to the soul just because of what she's talking about. Especially motherfuckers who ain't got no girls. They're going to be like, oh, shit, that's good.
I just got to.
Ah?
Subliminal joke that nobody can.
Well,
I ain't fucking with
it. Subliminal joke that nobody can.
I didn't play the old song. I got it right here. I didn't put it on the thing though. Why you put it up here so everybody can hear it? I just played it over the telephone.
Matter of fact, you know what? You know all the songs that you put on
Hold on, hold on. You didn't even bring my spices up here.
Ooh.
You didn't even give me my songs on the motherfucking goddamn flash drive.
I did. You got all of them songs
hey,
on your goddamn.
Hey, it ain't no songs on my flash drive at all.
I put them. You see me put them on there.
I think I put that shit in there and plugged it in the same way I did yours. Nigga, then nothing come on.
I just made a copy of the whole thing that I got.
It's AOL.
All right, well, bring my spices and bring your flash drive. Fast change is no robbery.
All right, I got you. All right. Fact.
I put everything that I had. I copied everything to your flash drive.
Listen, it ain't it's like, as soon as I plug it into the car like I did yours, it says empty file.
Them motherfuckers probably on there. You probably on some boot. Look, bring my spices. You know what I'm saying? This is what it is. Hey. So, you want to hold my spices hostage? I'm gonna hold your songs hostage. Bring my
shit. Oh, that's
shit
fucked up.
You.
That's fucked up.
No, cuz I swear I put them motherfuckers on there. I played the motherfuckers.
The same time,
dude,
yeah,
I played your files, nigga, on the computer.
Well, for some reason, when I did the same way I did yours, nigga, it's not playing. It says empty files.
I swear, nigga, I played the files before you left here, before we left. I played those files on your shit, and the shit played in the computer. Oh, this nigga right here. He trying to duke me. Hey, bring my spices, and I will make sure you get the files. I'm just saying. Nah, it's all good.
What kind of Lakers are on, Scratch?
They on, oh, damn, I forgot they was on. I'm so worried about trying to win this money. I'm tripping off the Lakers. Fuck the Lakers right now. And I love the Lakers. I'm trying to win this money. All I got to do is win this goddamn game. And the point got to be around 45. I'll be good. I got $350, nigga. Y'all probably won't hear from me for about 2 or 3 days. I'm just fucking with you. No, but, no, JoJo, that shit was on there, cuz. I don't know why I didn't play in your shit. Mine played in your shit. I just copied mine.
I don't know, but that motherfucker ain't got no songs in there at all. It says empty files.
Oh, my God. Because I played it before we left. Remember before we left when we was going down there with the baby or whatever? Yeah, I played your file and they played.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? It says there ain't nothing on there. Oh. You'll see what I'm talking about when I come up there.
Now, if I put it on there and that shit play, that's going to be fucked up. Did you go to the right? Wait a minute. Hold on. You already have files on there, right? JoJo.
Hold on, hold on.
You already have files on there, right? I didn't override your files. You had to go to the right spot where the files is at. You have files on there already, right?
Yeah.
And now all you had to do is go to the right folder where the songs is at. Because I put a folder in there. I didn't put the, put it on there. You have to go where the folder where the files is at.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to try that. Give me a minute.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Ah.
Sounds like a Hey, you know, it's about to get you. We about to give it. True, yes.
All right, no.
Making moves.
Hey, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? I got, I don't know if I told you that I met this millionaire motherfucker, and, you know, he got somebody doing a DJ service and shit, right? And he was like, Scotty was on the phone with him, and he goes, yeah, this my dude Scratch. And he goes, well, he said, Scratch? And he's like, Scotty was like, yeah, his name is King Scratch. He used to be DJ Scratch. And the millionaire motherfucker goes, dude, I stole your name when I used to DJ. Why this nigga a millionaire, though, and stole my name? And I goes, well, I say, what was your name? And he go, your name was DJ Scratch. I like your shit so much, I call myself Captain Scratch. And
wow.
I'm like, what? He was like, I used to always, you know what I'm saying, used to be fucking shit up. So I'm thinking to myself, like, goddamn, a millionaire used to have my name. But then, so we got a cool little rapport. So this cat got all these big old mansions everywhere, and he got two jets. And all that, I was like, I need all that for the video. He said, okay.
Yeah.
I say, look, we ain't even got to take off in the jet. All we got to do is walk on them motherfuckers and be on them bitches. All we got to do is go in the big houses and do videos in the big houses. He's like, okay. Oh, that shit fucked me up. I had to throw the phone down for a minute and catch my breath.
I would have picked it up right back fast. Make sure I ain't miss me.
Right.
So whatever, our best song, whoever, we could come up with the best song, because I know he ain't gonna be like, I'm about to shoot all y'all motherfuckers down. I ain't doing that on it. So
yeah.
We gotta make songs to jump on the motherfuckers down. He was like, we could take off. I was like, nope. I wanna owe you that.
Right.
But this thing got big houses all over Hollywood Hills, Malibu, two jets, all that shit. I was like, I need all that. He was like, all right, just for you stealing my name. He was like, all right. Man, I'm turned the fuck up. And then me and JoJo down there on Rodale Drive and shit.
Wow. Big blockage.
Wow, shit, well, we didn't see him, man. I was I was fucking tired. JoJo and my son, they was out there on Road Hill.
Yeah.
And Beverly Hills type of shit. They was Beverly Hills, and I was in the car like,
Yeah, he do. He don't even invite none of us.
Yeah.
Y'all come down here whenever y'all want to.
He don't invite us to Beverly Hills.
I didn't invite myself to Beverly Hills.
I don't know if I should go there. They may not accept me.
Like, I invited myself. Like, well, fuck, I want to go to Beverly Hills. I don't give a fuck about Beverly Hills.
No, this
is what I'm going to say. Mr. Edwell, come on out here so we go to Beverly Hills.
Why not?
What, nigga, sightseeing type of shit? That's what it looked like to me. Motherfucking sightseeing.
I want to chill on the block and get a year. You do, you can't stop that for long 40 seconds. Some people are going to be all over you.
All we got to do is we can throw on some fake jewelry and walk through there like we the shit.
That's true.
Then people be trying to take pictures of you with shit. Who are you? DJ L. Love, how you doing? All right, can we take a picture? Yes, we can.
I'm going to bring my wheelchair so it look official.
We gonna take Hell Love up there to Bel Air.
Yeah.
Well, hell, that's right up the street.
Right up the street, yeah.
We gonna take him up there to Bel Air. See them $120 million mansions on the hill.
Well, dude got mansions and shit up there. So we could go on, just close in on that shit all the time. He got all that shit looking all over, you know, L.A., all that shit. Yeah.
Hey, real quick, if you get pulled over for traffic violation, it's illegal to search your car, right? If you didn't commit a crime or anything, correct?
Correct.
It's illegal. You tell them no, they got to get a warrant. And to have a warrant, you got to have an affidavit. And that's got to be signed by a judge, and the judge got to know why that they're getting a warrant, why they're filling out an affidavit. And if it don't have nothing pertaining to a crime, then you can sue for harassment.
Mm-hmm. So if they pull you over for a traffic violation, they ain't got no right to, you know, search your car unless they got probable cause.
Unless you're on parole. You on probation?
They're not on nothing. The officer said, "Oh, it smelled like weed." She said, "I know, I got weed in my car." And then he searched the car without her consent.
Nope, I can't do that.
Well, first of all, she should have said, "Is your body camera active? If not, it's an invalid traffic stop because you're not in proper uniform." So then, everything he does is captured on the camera.
Do it smell like weed that was blown? Do it smell like weed that's
you know when you go buy your weed and you can smell the smell of the weed?
Yeah, but if you ain't smoking it, if you smoking it, that's one time.
They just bought the weed.
Oh, nah, because see the whole thing about it is if you. You fuck around, the police pull you over, and then a gang of puff of smoke come out that motherfucker. That ain't good.
What did the police stop him for?
The California Road.
Okay.
Oh, that's not stopping that stop sign.
Did she have weed in plain view?
She admitted
it was in the armrest.
They got
in the backpack.
They call a California stop, so If you go to a stop sign or anything, and then you just keep going, they got a right to pull you over, even though it's some bullshit.
That's just called a moving violation. That's just a citation. So that's what you tell them. You're going to give me a citation or you're going to give me a warning? You're going to give me a citation, go ahead so I can sign it. I'll see you when we go to court. That's it. If he says, may I search your vehicle, I say, has my vehicle been used in a crime? If it's not been used in a crime.
They're not going to take off. They ain't going to take off of work for that.
So the whole case in point is
they
got
to go to court tomorrow.
Okay. All she got to do is tell the judge that, I mean, what they charge her with.
Possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana in where? California?
Marijuana, because
it was only 6 grams.
It's
but
legal.
I thought you could have it in California.
It's legal. If she wasn't smoking, it's legal.
Okay, even though she's not 21, they want her to do classes too.
Aren't you going to tell the judge that she didn't give a consent to search the vehicle? He had no warrant and no affidavit, so he was a legal search and seizure.
Did she have a driver's license and all that?
She got license, insurance, and everything.
Oh,
that's a legal search and seizure. Say, I did not consent for him to search my vehicle. The only way they're allowed to search your vehicle, if you on parole or probation, you sign off on your paperwork before you go out that courtroom, I authorize at any given time they can search my vehicle at any given time.
Hold on. And why did they take one of the girls' bra for evidence?
Why did they take her bra for evidence?
Why
did
they take her bra?
Was it a female officer on the scene?
If
it wasn't a female officer on the scene, he wasn't supposed to have her take no clothes off or nothing whatsoever.
Yep. You're so right.
They were all male officers.
And he can't search the car unless he got a plain view doctrine. Plain view doctrine means if I look and see a bag of weed in your ashtray, because you crazy enough to leave it in plain view, then they can sit up there and they can search your car. If not, they can't search you without a warrant. They got the plain view doctrine. And what happened was a man had a plastic bag in his shirt. And the police sit up there and went and searched his shirt in his car because they seen the bag sticking out. And the judge, when they went to court, the judge said that bag didn't protrude to be no drugs because you couldn't tell just by the piece of the plastic bag hanging out the shirt. You went off an assumption, which is not valid in the court of law. The U.S. Supreme Court shot it down. That's just like a Terry versus State of Ohio, 1968. A Terry stop is 15 minutes. They only can detain you for 15 minutes, then they got to take you to jail. So what you do, the railroad them on that 15 minutes, you ask them first about, is your body camera on? Before you ask anything about why you stopped me, you say, is your body camera on? Then you tell them that you're recording this with your phone for your safety and their protection. Then you ask them, what's the reason for pulling you over for? And you say, am I being detained or is it a citation? If they say, we're detaining you, you say, due to the fact that Terry versus State of Ohio, the Supreme Court rule, you only have 15 minutes to detain me or take me to jail. If not, you're infringing on my rights. And once you infringe on my rights, you know that I'm going to file a lawsuit first thing in the morning. You don't go to internal affairs to the police officer. Hey, internal, so they're going to rule in favor of the police officer. Oh, he's a good police. He's one of the top cops. No, he couldn't have done nothing wrong. So that's why 2 days you work in your favor. That body camera, that police dash camera, and the radio transmission. They say, you fit the description. You saying, what description of what? And they say, a description of a black guy that had on. And you say, okay, well, I'm going to get the radio transmission, and I'm going to get a copy of that. If it don't say on that radio, police radio, that I fit the description, I'm going to get you for racial profiling, and that's going to be a lawsuit. You know what they do? They hand my driver's license back and go about their business. This nigga educate. Fuck him.
Shit, I don't need my job. Nigga, buckle up and drive. Nigga, drive. Nigga, drive. Go, go. That's how they do me. It don't last 5 minutes. My mama tell you how I did them in Louisiana. We coming back from Louisiana, right there where Trulia, right where Trulia stay at. They pulled me over talking about we thought we was some college kids coming back from the game drunk. And I said, you done follow me 10 miles? You done follow somebody 10 miles? You thought they were drunk? Boy, I went off on them. Didn't last 5 minutes. I told them the same way. I asked her, you buy the camera on at the first deal you asked. But she can beat it. She just tell the judge, I didn't consent. Hello? Yeah, she just tell the judge that she didn't consent to no search of her vehicle. She wasn't on probation or parole. And if she tells the
come
judge
on,
that, he's probably going to have to rule in her favor. He can't operate off the good faith law or good faith, because what officers are trained to do is they train to sit up there and say they smell marijuana. That's one to train, or they say they smell alcohol. That's to get you out of your character to sit up there, oh, yeah, you can search. And as soon as you say, yeah, you done gave them the right to search right there on their body camera. You can't say, I didn't tell him to because he got it on body camera. But if he ain't got his body camera on, he's not in proper uniform. Therefore, it's an invalid stop. Fact. That's why you think them chief of police got to resign when somebody gets shot and the police body camera ain't on. And then they like, well, hell, the chief, you got to resign because you put the train all your officers to have their body camera on negotiating any stop. All stops supposed to be the dash camera supposed to go on when the firing's gone,
yeah,
and your body camera supposed to be on.
Unmuted.
I hear you.
Unmuted.
Yeah.
Real nasty fool. Fuck being crammed. Hey, take it out my pussy and slap it on my ass. She's gonna waste me. Your Tennessee got me faded. This is 9 times to put this pussy on your mind. I'm a nasty bitch. I like a choke on dick. Deep throat is dead. Hold on. Call me a bobber head. I'm going full starter from the head. On the head, I'm getting wet. I'm trying to fuck you on top. I'm on my nasty block. That's where you come on time. Bust it on my face. Watch me turn around. Stick it back.
All right, I quit. I just want to break them
down. Yo, damn, we acting up on the track on that one, huh? What's up with all that?
We ain't doing nothing. No, I'm just kidding.
Damn, we getting live on the track. What's up with all that?
Huh?
God
damn. That's to break the monotony.
Sure,
real quick. Bam.
I'm going to say this. You might not want to be me. He playing all the music. Y'all see me all the music. I might not be right when y'all see, you come see me. I might be out of
school. He played nothing else for the past hour or two.
Huh?
He know what he's doing. He know what he's doing.
I mean, like, damn. Like, damn. In my imagination to be imagining. I'm an imagining
well,
type of motherfucker.
That's the whole point of the song is get all your imagination to be imaginating, you know, and, you know, y'all can probably listen to it and be some masturbating. It's all good. That's what we try to make.
You can't masturbate out this shit here.
Nah, we admit to all that, then y'all be calling us all type of names.
I ain't got to admit it. I'm pretty sure y'all ain't going to admit it.
I
was jacking off to that motherfucker. That shit was tight.
It's kind of hard to get started though with Prince.
All right, I know what I'm going to do. I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'll make a hologram, then y'all could jack off to it.
I mean, I don't think it's going to make a difference if it's a hologram or not because I can't see it.
Yeah, you can jack off to it now.
Right, cause
yeah,
I gotta, my imagination is time 10 being blind. You know how they say your senses is everything.
Oh yeah, I'm about to make a hologram for all the people that can see.
Yeah, you can see this here.
I'm just fucking with man. Let me kill that shit. Y'all motherfuckers. Nasty bastard.
When the salt made you reach to grab your glasses.
No, you're nasty ass motherfuckers. Y'all just horny ass old men.
I feel like an old ass man.
Nasty lives, man. No.
Okay,
no.
This shit ain't got nothing about being honey. This is about using the nuts, the nuts and balls God gave you to what it is, to multiply the herb.
What's the motherfucking nuts?
To multiply the herb, nigga. All dogs go to heaven.
After I finish all this shit, I'm making a hologram, and I'm just gonna make a hologram up here being nasty as he's talking about.
I'm sorry.
Then everybody's gonna be like, where you get that hologram? Where can I go see that hologram?
Can I get that hologram for 1995? You really got the fake booties, and shit. So why not sell holograms?
Y'all know I know how to make holograms, right?
Yeah. No, I ain't know you know how to make a hologram.
You saw that shit before you went black.
I ain't see Have Love in no damn hologram. What you mean?
Well, goddamn it, you saw me rise up out the dead. Remember when I rose up out the dead?
Yeah.
Same difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Even I knew that. You know, black.
Hey, who DJing? Have Love or,
We both on them 1 and 2. What you trying to hear?
I'm about to say, goddamn, True F South back in the building. We done took over again, huh? True F South back in the building, baby. Ah, going to 2 and 3. Ah.
Good boy,
man. Hey, it's a takeover. Ah, he's mutiny on the ship. True F South took over, baby.
Man,
we back, baby.
I appreciate you for being competitive, but boy, I'm like a kindergarten kid on this motherfucker right now.
Hey, we about to do a whole South run on this motherfucker.
I don't even know how to get to the song. It only showed me the songs.
Hey,
nigga,
hey,
like somebody stepped on your broke toe, nigga.
Hey, that goddamn, Have Love about to start DJ behind his back with all that Southern soul and all that shit. He about to be going crazy.
You know,
motherfucking well, DJ Have Love about to soft it out.
Hey, you know it's all
south.
Bad when you blind with a broke toe. That's all bad.
You just don't know which way you're crippled.
Hey, True West South back. Hey, and you know what's so cool about not only True West South back, the goddamn 49ers only beat the Saints by 13 points. That's a sorry fucking team.
Oh,
this
my
year.
God. Do not go there. Do not go there.
Hey, look, 13-6 or 13-0. I was like,
no, somebody
damn, that's some sorry ass.
Tell you that. You didn't see that
motherfucker. No, I just looked that. I looked that shit up about a couple of
you
hours.
You didn't look shit up.
I did through Google Voice, nigga, and it said the sorry ass 49ers barely beat the goddamn Saints. I said, ain't this some shit?
This nigga said
well,
I looked it up.
Trying to find out y'all record. They would. It,
don't start that shit because you know what's gonna happen. And a matter
what's
of
motherfucking,
it's a guy.
Hey, let me.
Scratch.
I know. Scratch. I already know you're mad because it's the True West South takeover, baby. Need to have love. On one or two. Who on the head one or two?
Okay,
need to have love.
It's all good.
Need it. Hey, DJ,
I won't,
Have Love.
Hey, I won't
hey,
the South to take over.
I've been training, man. I've been training.
Hey, check it out. Hey, check it out. Hey,
hey
goddamn.
Look,
DJ,
Have
Love.
Have Love,
Love is out of space.
You see what your boy doing?
Yeah. Ain't it crazy?
Hey, DJ, Have Love is out of King Scratch. Violation jail, like Facebook jail. He out of King Scratch violation jail. He's free after a year. True West South. He's back in the building, baby. Yeah.
I can roll with that.
He out of King Scratch Violation Jail. He free, baby. Hey,
I'm good with that. I'm good with that, confetti.
I'm drinking Budweiser tonight, baby. I'm drinking another Budweiser tonight.
I can put you still in jail right now, so shut the fuck up.
I'm drinking another Budweiser than that one, baby.
I still got control, nigga. I can still put your ass in jail.
Hey, I might be muted today, but I done already popped a bottle to celebrate this. True West style, baby. What it do?
Going live, baby. We getting ready.
Hey, you got DJ Ham Love. DJ Ham Love is free, baby. Free DJ Ham Love.
Hey, look, it's only one dub over here right now.
Hey, free DJ Ham Love. He free, baby. He out.
That's fucked up.
I think it's like free DJ Ham Love. Ham Love always been free. Oh my God.
Hey,
this is how we gotta do it. This is how we gotta do it, for real, for real. Hey, my phone gonna hang up anyway. That shit beeping like a motherfucker. True West Radio, we got 5 minutes, man. Y'all better call in 323-642-1597. If y'all want to get in the after hours, if we got some after hours, my phone hang up. That means Hell Love gotta take over the after hours. Southern,
yeah,
True West.
What
was that show that Ham Love did? And this motherfucker, this nigga Confetti, always be the one to instigate shit.
Hey, man,
if it
you
ain't
know,
about
gotta...
the goddamn, if it ain't about football, it's about everything else.
Hey, man, we've been, like, the fucking football season been quiet than a motherfucker. Real quiet, like the Cowboys ain't whipping ass, you know what I'm saying? It's like real quiet. Like nobody want to talk about this shit, you know? Like what's up with that shit? Hey, us Cowboys, hey, check it out. Us Cowboys fans around here, like we don't know what the fuck going on. We know what's going on. We just sitting there trying to say, okay, how long is this shit going to happen?
Hello.
I like we're going to ignore like this shit ain't happening. We just sitting there like yeah. Like really.
Hello. Hey, but look on the side of the bus where the bomb is. Cause the motherfuckers can play all season, but then the bomb blow up on the side of the bus when the playoff goes. So you can entertain yourself about them motherfuckers all day. But at the end of the day. When it goes down to the playoffs, watch what happens.
Cowboys.
Have fun right now.
It's going to be Cowboys and the 49ers.
Now, what happened last year when that happened? Where JoJo at?
In the Super Bowl.
Where JoJo at? No, we can't play in the Super Bowl. Where JoJo at? Last year when he ran his ass up here with that goddamn JoJo jersey on and I kept on flashing.
The last two games?
At your habit. Y'all got life and bullshit fucked up. Get on. All right.
Well, you know.
I'm pretty sure I can't remember everything. I'm ready to go back in time. And I'm gonna find out. Y'all motherfuckers owe me some money.
I'm about to say, that's what I'm saying. The only one that owe you money is Randy Moss. So anybody else owe you no money?
Randy Moss said, well, I ain't never talked to Randy Moss. What the fuck you talking about?
Your money, you got to go to San Diego get your money. You feel me? We all good on this.
If I go to San Diego, I'm going to tell y'all this. on some it's real like G shit. This nigga told Scotty D he want to apologize. He ain't apologized, but I ain't tripping. But more than him owe me some motherfucking money from last year.
I about to say, because okay. The football game, man, whatever it was, we was going to clear that up. We would have straightened that out. I know it wasn't that serious.
Somebody owed me some money from last year.
What's the money bitch that died?
It's a whole lot of money that's owed to me. I'm about to go back in time. I'm going
to
go back.
You need to go. You got to get that money in right. Because you be making up bits.
Already in right because this shit is... It's y'all motherfuckers making the bet. Y'all motherfuckers
I wasn't making no
bet. Y'all
would.
Just haven't paid me.
Y'all, I ain't making no more bets because I know one thing. Y'all be coming up with these bets. I paid out my bets. Y'all be coming up with these bets. Y'all, you made
a bet
6 years ago. The first day True West came open, you made a bet on the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl. Like,
I'm gonna take a day and I'm gonna go all the way back and see how much motherfucking money y'all owe me. Y'all owe me some fucking money, cuz. I'm just saying. 47
left,
man. Y'all better call 323-642-1597. We're about to be out of here because these motherfuckers owe me some money. I'm getting ready to go back. And see exactly how much.
He about to go back to the first True West radio show.
I will
find out who bet him
all
on that Super Bowl.
So y'all pay
hey, the first bet, the bet was in 2017.
I bet y'all about a couple of other things that I wish not to speak of. But anyways, True West radio, man, we got about 10 seconds left. Y'all too late. And we're going to do the after hours, y'all too late. True West radio, we'll be back maybe tomorrow. Maybe Wednesday. Let's go.
God damn.
We out here.
Yeah,
now,
we
I ain't
got to
pay more attention, y'all, unless I want to, because I'm trying to get this motherfucker to score.